Hi, Paige Hudson here with the Tips for Homeschool Science Show. Welcome to your Homeschool Science Tip of the Month for August 2019, which is don't be afraid of doing science in your kitchen. You don't have to have a full-on dedicated lab space in order to teach science at home. You just need a flat work surface, a sink nearby, access to chemicals, and protective gear if necessary. The good news is that all of this can be found in your kitchen. But I know what you're thinking. You don't want to mess up your just clean kitchen with science experiments. And I get it. Art messes make me twitch. Don't even talk to me about glitter. So here are a few ways you can get around having a constant kitchen science mess. First, raid the kitchen cabinets for supplies, then use an alternative location for the actual experiment. We like to head outside near a hose or use a bathtub for those really messy experiments. Second, do all your hands-on science experiments once a month, so you have plenty of time to wrap your mind around the idea that it will be messy for a bit of time. This is what I do for art. And for a bonus, you can invite your friends and neighbors to join in. Third, get a large deep pan, like the kind that you cook a turkey in, to do all your science experiments. This way, you only have one thing to clean up afterwards. Better yet, get a disposable aluminum one that you can recycle at the end of each session, and you won't have to clean up a thing. So don't be afraid to pull out a few kitchen chemicals and let your kiddos get dirty as they play with science in your kitchen. Head over to the link in today's show notes to see a few kitchen science experiments you can test out today. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a great month playing with science.